Music from Daphne Willis, who is live in studio right now as a KSUT session is about to take place. And if you happen to follow Daphne on Instagram, she's live right now.
Hey. Hello, Instagram people.
There you go.
Hello, radio people.
It's great to have you out. Thanks for making the trek out to little old Ignacio, Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful. I'll use any excuse to just drive around.
Right. You know. Well, you do a fair amount of it, so you probably don't have to make excuses.
No, I don't. No, I usually have a pretty legitimate excuse. But, you know, the scenery here is a lot different than a lot of the places where I'm usually touring. So
and different really from Nashville, where you live.
Yes, exactly. And the Midwest, where I am a lot, you know, et cetera. So it's really nice to be out here. And thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great to have you. Thanks for driving her out, Eric. It's great to have you. I first met Daphne, I think it was 2 summers ago? When you did
the
house,
it was last summer.
Was it last summer?
It was last summer. Yeah.
Time flies. At a house concert at Susan Lander's house in Durango, Susan Lander, who unfortunately is out of town, but Charles and Denise Leslie were there, and I love it from a house concert to the concert hall in one fell swoop. That's so cool. That's a testament to you and your talent.
It was, you know, I was really grateful for your support and Charles Leslie, who was also at the house show.
Yeah.
You know, who got me in there. So we're excited.
Yeah.
And I love playing theaters like that. It's going to be really special.
It's a beautiful, beautiful space.
I'm excited.
So a lot of our listeners aren't aware of you, but we've been playing your music a fair amount the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's kind of hard to define you genre-wise. And how is that for you as a touring musician and sort of, you know, getting yourself out there? Like, I know the mainstream, media would like you to fit nicely into a genre.
Yeah, I mean, it's been okay, actually. I mean, to me, honestly, like, not being able to fit into a category is almost kind of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's just so many, I don't know, there's so many different, but there's also so many people who are hybrids and cross genres and things. So I feel like there's just so much music out there that really doesn't fit into any kind of a category. I mean, even country is pop now, and pop is, you know, going like, you know, more of an alt rock with kind of the 80s coming back. And there's just so many trends and new technology going on that it's impossible to, I mean, really categorize anything, right?
No, I think it's great.
And then, you know, people who have been pop artists their whole lives are putting out country records and...
Yeah, and the vice versa. Dwight
and
Yoakam.
Vice versa, exactly. Like, oh, maybe I'll do an Americana record, you know? Probably a ways away from that ever happening, but
yeah,
you know, you never know.
Well, let's give our listeners something live to listen to.
I'm going to do a song that you guys are probably playing off of that Get It EP. This is a little bit older of a tune. It's called Get It. I got mountains in my way, but I don't let them keep me down. And I don't listen when they say, yeah, girl, you play it straight, don't mess around. It would be easier to pass it by. It would be easier to let it go. It would be easier not to try and not to know. I'd rather take a chance and watch it fall than never take a chance at all. And if I feel that gravity now, I'll just remember that nothing in the world worthwhile comes easily. I'm gonna get it, oh, I'm gonna get mine. Gonna get it, oh, I'm gonna get mine. Gonna get it, yeah, it's gonna take time. But I'm gonna get, I'm gonna get, I'm gonna get mine. Well, I know where I want to be. Yeah, but I don't know where to begin. Say, ooh, where to begin? If there's an ocean in between, yeah, now you best believe I'm jumping in. It would be easier to pass it by. It would be easier to let it go. It would be easier not to try. Yeah, not to know. I'd rather take a chance and watch it fall. Oh, I'll never take a chance at all. And if I feel that gravity now, I'll just remember that nothing in the world will it, I'm gonna get my it. We crawl, we climb, we push and pull, but I know I'm unstoppable, yeah. And anything is possible. It would be easier to pass it by, way easier to just let it go. It would be easier not to try, yeah, not to know. I'd rather take a chance and watch it fall than never take a chance at all. And even feel that gravity now, I've just remembered it. Nothing in the world worthwhile comes easily. I'm gonna get it, oh, I'm gonna get mine. Gonna get it, oh, I'm gonna get mine. Gonna get it, yeah, it's gonna take time. But I'm gonna get mine.
Daphne Willis live in the KSUT studios. Daphne performing tonight at the Community Concert Hall, 7:30 p.m. up at Fort Lewis College. And thanks. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Sounded fantastic.
Thanks, man.
I'm curious, you know, obviously you're a singer-songwriter. Your songwriting is really, it seems like, taking off for you. And I'm in terms of other people recording your music,
yeah,
and your partnership with John Oates. Tell us a little bit about how that partnership formed. How'd you
the
meet
John Oates part?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Oates from the Hall & Oates. I was playing a show in Nashville at a place called The Loveless Cafe, and they do a weekly live broadcast show there on the local public radio station. And I had a set, so I played my songs and went over to the merch table, and I had a friend helping me, you know, with the merch and stuff, and he goes, "Dude, he didn't have his mustache, but I'm pretty sure John Oates just bought all your CDs." And I was like, "What? Are you kidding me?" And
that's great.
So sure enough, I was like looking around for him. You know, I didn't see him. And then I went backstage, and he was back there, and just came over like totally chill, down to earth, dude. Yeah. Was like, "Dude, I would love to write sometime." You know, wrote his number down on a napkin and gave it to me. And I called him the next day, and the rest was history. And then we ended up writing a bunch of songs and recording them, and that project came out in 2014.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was very exciting. I mean, like, I sat down to write with the guy, and I was just like,
"Is this really happening?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great.
It was incredible. But he's just such a sweet guy, and it's been just incredible getting to work with him. I've learned so much working with him, and
I bet.
Yeah, definitely like a mentor situation. Like, it was wonderful working with him.
So. Yeah, amazing when those things just drop out of the sky. Huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. I was like, "Holy cow!" You know, "Holy crap!"
It's great. Well, it's a testament again
to
you and your songwriting
much.
And your talent. So, songwriting, how you're doing again? More and more songwriting for others. Like, is that how you spend a lot of your time when you're not touring?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I write, so I have a publishing deal with Sony ATV.
Right.
So that means basically just that they hook me up with a lot of writing sessions and four other artists. So they're connected to like all the other major labels. So if there's a major label artist who needs songs or is writing songs, I get pitched for those rights, for both the rights and, you know, they send them some songs that may be the right vibe, et cetera, out of my catalog. And so that keeps me pretty busy. I also do a lot of writing for like film and TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we get briefs for that. And
so you get like they pitch to you what's happening in this scene and they say, "Can you write a song to match this?"
Kind of.
Sometimes
it's usually more broad. It's usually more like the theme of this movie is imagination and time and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of usually don't want it to be like super duper on the nose.
Yeah. Leave a little room for the viewer to fill in the
and
gaps.
And those are always fun, especially when you get the placement. It's always like, "Oh, wow, that's awesome." You know, you hear it in a movie or in a trailer or something, and it's really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. How about another tune?
Sure. I'm going to play the new song. I just released a single that's out on Spotify. If you're a Spotify user, please go follow me on Spotify and add it to your playlists. You know, we're trying to get it really out there. The song is about my personal journey from self-medication to self-love and to finding love. And it's about being excited about life again. And it's a cool song. Spread the word, y'all. Thanks for listening.
The name of the song is Dopamine.
It is called Dopamine.
So they can find it.
Thank
awesome.
You for that. Yeah, probably good if I say the name of this.
You know, it's all good.
can't snort, I can't smoke, I can't drink, it ain't going broke. I know I won't ever find another to get the same high, same high. Took me to the top with a lean in your elevator. No stopping, we dropping, went up like I was made of paper. Highs come and go, but I know that this one ain't a fader. Yeah, and I want it in the morning too. Don't know what you call this thing you do to me. No other chemicals I want for you. You're the only drug I need, yeah. My heart, my blood, my brain. Whoa, I love it when we lose control. Mind gone, oh my God. Oh, I can feel you racing through my soul. Every little nerve, every little vein. Every time I think I'm coming down, I get me high again. I don't ever wanna get clean. No, I need you in my bloodstream. That's my kind of dopamine. 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 Check me rolling in the sky that nobody can shake down. No faking, no falling, no breaking up, ain't no dark cloud. Ain't no dividing, denying it, cause I'm too hot now, hot now. Hit me with a dose of your skin, I wanna break free. Love it when we're spinning and tripping, you wanna taste me. Put me in your dreams, wherever you wanna take me, yeah. And I want it in the morning too. Don't know what you call this thing you do. Know all the chemicals I want, but you're the only drug I need, yeah. My heart, my blood, my brain. Oh, I love it when we lose control. Mind gone, oh my God. Oh, I can feel you racing through my soul. Every little nerve, every little vein. Every time I think I'm coming down, I get me high again. I don't ever want to get clean. No, I need you in my bloodstream. That's my kind of. That's my kind of dopamine. That's my kind of dopamine. Whoa, that's my kind of dopamine. That's my kind of dopamine. That's my kind of dopamine. The only drug I need. The only drug I need. The only drug I need. Yeah, my heart, my blood, my brain. Oh, I love it when we lose control.
Daphne Willis live in the KSUT studios with Dopamine, Nature's Best.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Absolutely.
Fabulous song again.
Thank
on
you.
Spotify. So we're going to hear one more song from you in a few minutes. Tell me a little bit about the tour you're on right now.
Yeah, so we played the Women's Red Rocks Festival in Torrey, Utah.
Right.
Amazing festival. They had a great lineup, and we were really happy to be a part of that.
Well, and I understand it's just a beautiful location. I mean, Torrey is a beautiful place, of course, in Utah, and kind of one of the you know, a little more progressive holdouts in Utah.
Totally, yeah. And we were right by, like, literally 10-minute drive into the Capitol Reef National Park. Mm-hmm. So we did some epic hikes and, I mean, got to listen to music and got to play music, and everybody was so nice. Like, it was just, you know, just like a smile stuck on my face, like, the whole time.
Dopamine was flowing.
It was. The dopamine was flowing freely. The dopamine has been flowing very freely on this entire trip, and I love Durango, too, and just being in the mountains is something that's, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and I live in Nashville, which has hills, but it's just nothing like this, you know?
Yeah, those are more like pimples, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Totally.
And you have a special connection here in Durango.
Yes. Eric Nadel, who's actually sitting in here right now, is a very long time, very close friend of mine. And he and his wife got a house out here a few years ago. And Eric's been a huge patron of mine and supporter of mine for a very long time, and he helped me get a big start in Dallas, and he's the Texas Rangers broadcaster and a the Texas Rangers, no big deal or anything.
You know, whatever.
He has no influence. So so he kind of helped me get started in Dallas, and then, you know, he's here, so.
Yeah.
And we're homies, so we just like to hang out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There's a personal invested interest in getting Daphne to come up to Durango more often. Awesome. Well, I'd love to hear one more song from you.
I will play... There's a song I just wrote. It's not out. Can I do that one?
Nah.
No.
Nothing of course.
No.
Please. We'd love to hear it.
I always like playing the new stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So this is a song called Forgiveness, and this is a song that I really was wanting to write for a long time. I quit drinking a year and a half ago after a very long time of self-medicating and depression, and... the theme of my life for the last year and a half has been heavy around the concept of forgiveness. So here it is. Calling out your name just to start a war. And I don't even know what we're fighting for. Standing in the battle, it's heavy metal, it's heavy metal. I'm calling out your name just to start a war, to start a war. I'm screaming out forgiveness. I pray we're gonna get there someday. We could be fearless, and I'll save you and you'll save me some way. Sick of the excuses, we're chained up hearts like heavy weights. We'll have to be ruthless, and I'll save you, and you'll save me someday. I don't wanna lose you with stupid shit. Lit the fuse, but I don't wanna live with it. No. Now I'm reaching for you, trying to say I'm sorry. You should know I'm sorry. But I don't wanna lose you, no, not like this.
Beautiful. Daphne Willis. Thank you. Brand new song from Daphne Willis. Performing tonight at the Community Concert Hall. Performing everything from roots rock to electric dance music. Tickets are still available. The show's at 7:30 tonight, up again at the Community Concert Hall in Durango. You can pick up tickets by going to durangoconcerts.com or by calling 247-7657. Thanks so much again for coming out.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Yep. And Eric, thanks for bringing Daphne both to Ignacio today and to Durango in general.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Really look forward to the show tonight. And actually, we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to the show tonight with Daphne Willis. Thanks to Charles Leslie for offering those. So the first caller at 563-0255 will get you a pair of tickets to tonight's show with Daphne Willis. Thanks again.
Thank you.